Hi guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday, if it's Thursday for you. How am I doing today? I'm doing pretty good. That's what's new. It was a good weekend, it's been a good week, and I have fun, exciting upcoming weekend plans. So can't complain. And let's talk about my weekend, because seriously, it was so fulfilling. I feel like that's the best word to describe it. It started off very fashion-focused. On Friday night, I went to a fashion show. It was through an organization called Why Not Petites here in Chicago, and multiple designers were featured. It was super cool, really well put together. Also, the venue for this fashion show was at a small museum, which was really so nice because ahead of the show, they had a cocktail hors d'oeuvres hour. And during that, of course, you can mingle, you can go look at the art. Having an activity like that to do prior to starting the show, and then also after the show, I thought it was really well thought out. I met a lot of really cool people, really nice people, really talented people. Really a perfect start to the weekend. Also saw some friends later after the show on Friday. Really good all in all. And my outfit was so cute. Okay, I was wearing a little pillbox hat that I thrifted and a super cute green coat that I got from Germany. It was very fall, very fashion. And let me say, this is your PSA to wear the hat. I feel like I've tried to preach that on this podcast, but seriously, I don't think I've gotten so many compliments on an outfit, and I really feel like what was driving those compliments was because of my little hat. I love the look so much. I need more hats and more colors and more styles. So that was Friday, such a fun event. And then Saturday was very fall themed. We went to a pumpkin patch slash apple orchard. It's a two-in-one place, the place that I've talked to you guys about that we go to every single year. And we had the most perfect day for this activity. It was finally crisp, but still sunny. So many people, families came out. Just wholesome. Me and my boyfriend were talking about that, just how wholesome it is that people choose to spend one of their weekend days doing something like this during this time of year. A lot of people. I mean, it wasn't packed. Not state fair level or anything, but there were a good amount of people there. And we did get to pick a lot of good apples, which was important to us because last year they didn't have apples. I don't know what was going on, but at least for that particular place that we go to, they literally didn't have apples for the season. There was something going on. But the apples are back and there were many to choose from. Got my little pumpkin. I only decided to get one this year. I don't think I'm gonna carve it. Mostly because we might be carving this next weekend. We're going to be going to Minnesota briefly this weekend, and that may be on the agenda. But fully feeling like we are in the thick of the season now, which is wild considering just last week I was talking about how the temperatures were not matching the season. But now they are, and I hope they stay this way. Also, where we live, I feel like people get very into this season. Like, not just the Midwest, not just Chicago, but our specific area. There are places that if you go a bit more inland, a lot of houses decorate for Halloween. There are a lot of trees around, so you can actually see the changing colors on the leaves. It's pretty idyllic. I love just walking around here during this time of year. And I walked even more so towards that area because on Sunday, I was productive. I went to a coffee shop. I got stuff done, which at this point, you guys know that it feels like a necessity for me to be productive. At least fully one day. And sort of piecemeal the other day. So long as I have dedicated time during the weekend to do work, I feel good about it. So another weekend in the books, getting stuff done, continuing on that grind. But now, like I said, we are headed to Minnesota, gonna experience a little bit of fall there, and then we'll be back, but we actually have another trip upcoming right after that, which is to Seattle to see some other of my family. And I'm so excited for that trip. It's not long by any means, but I am taking a couple days off of work, so it kind of feels like it. And with that, I will say I'm actually also taking a couple weeks off of this podcast. I've been telling you incessantly now that I've been trying to be productive week over week over week, and it's a little bit of crunch time for me right now. So we are going to take some time off, planning to be back the second week of November. Just need to really focus in right now. But as always, if you are missing any of the content during this time, check out the plethora of other episodes on all major streaming platforms. And also my other podcast, Excuse My Reach, we'll have a new episode the first Friday in November. So just a couple housekeeping things. Just need to get my life a bit in order so I can come back fresh, excited, ready to talk about the new stuff. And when I am back, we will have a lot to recap. Halloween will be over. It'll be the start of my birthday month. A lot of excitement. But there's still plenty to discuss in this episode. Tying in some of those things, Halloween in particular, not going to leave you hanging on some ideas for this year. That's always a staple here on this podcast. So we'll get into that in a bit. But before we do that, let's get into the other parts of this episode, starting off with what's hot. One story this week, and one that happens to be incredibly important to me, a major Laguna Beach and Hills fan. Here it is, drumroll please. The cast of Laguna Beach is reuniting in 2026. It's going to be on the Roku channel. Both Elsie and Kristen are on board. I'm excited. This is the type of reunion that I actually care about. Bring them back, see where they are now, see the dynamics. When Lauren was on Kristen's podcast, that was incredible for a fan. Just to see them interact together again, it's something that truly I never thought was going to happen. So to have gotten it on the podcast, and now to be getting a full-on Laguna Beach reunion, what more could you ask for? I want them to be discussing everything together. I want to see how they think about that time period of their lives now that they are full-on adults with families of their own. I could watch these two in particular forever, and they're making news in other ways ahead of this reunion. Kristen posted the Instagram post with both of them in it, captioning it, "Everyone can put down their Team Lauren and Team Kristen t-shirts now." I feel like people go back and forth of who they supported. Like maybe they supported one person when they watched it the first time, support somebody new now. I don't know, I'm Team Reunion at this point. I just need them both back together on our screens and we're getting that. Come Clean better still be the theme song. With Hilary Duff making a comeback to music now too, this is really full circle for us fans out there. What a time. I will of course be tuning in and letting you know my thoughts. Alright, that's it for what's hot, just keeping it to one story today. Now, let's get into what's next because I have something that I was obsessed with that I watched over this past weekend. Here we go. Okay, first up for what's good, the Victoria Beckham docuseries on Netflix. So good. I love her and I love this new moment for her. I feel like her star keeps rising. To be able to reinvent yourself so many different times, I'm here to watch all the iterations. From Posh Spice to a wag to a business owner being in the fashion space. I love it all. And I just want more documentaries from this family. I know we already have two now, but truly, each kid, if you want a documentary, please feel free to make it because I want your point of view of how you view your parents. Imagine Victoria Beckham and David Beckham being your parents. That is a whole different level of stardom. So please show us your point of view. I can't get enough of this family. I did love seeing Victoria's though too, because I feel like even from the time that that docuseries was shot, she has again continued to rise up in relevancy. She has me Googling vintage Victoria Beckham. That's the point that I'm at right now. Love it, absolutely love it, and really love this docuseries. It flew by. I think there were 3 episodes. I watched them all in one sitting, of course. Check it out if you have not seen it for yourself yet. Again, it's on Netflix, and I don't think you're going to want to miss it. Okay, next up for what's good is kind of random, but I wanted to touch on it because it came across my Instagram, and I was sort of shocked by how beautiful this was. I don't know that I should have been shocked, but I was a little bit. This was the Architectural Digest feature of Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Silver Scott's home. You guys, their home is gorgeous. So beautifully designed with such specificities. The colors, the patterns, the intricacies, the detail in every single one of these rooms, I'm looking at it right now, it's actually unreal. I feel like I haven't liked a feature so much since Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher's home. I think that's where I saw it on Architectural Digest. That's my favorite home of all time, by the way, which I feel like they may have sold it. If you've never seen images of their LA farmhouse, go look it up. Truly beautiful. my ideal. But anyway, this is not about them. Jonathan Silver Scott, Zooey Deschanel's husband, is a property brother, and Zooey Deschanel, I don't know, just seems like she has incredible taste. So it is not that surprising that their home looks like what it does. But I don't know, just so chic and unique, and it deserved to be in the What's Good section this week, in my opinion. So check it out if you're at all curious. I think it's so fun to see features of people's homes. You really get an inside look into so much. Finding out what their aesthetic is like. It's so fun when it completely matches what you think, and also it's so fun when it's so far off of what you think it would be. I love it, and I feel like it also can give you inspiration for your own home. Not that you would maybe be doing something exactly like this because of budget restrictions, probably. But aesthetic-wise, I feel like you can take a lot from pictures like this. All right, and last up for what's good, of course, your song. The one that I chose this week is called I'm Not Ready to Go by Hazlitt. It's very fall, sort of somber music vibes, but I love it. I had to add it to the playlist, and it very much felt like a song that I would be listening to during this time of year, walking outside, maybe during sunset. You know, that's the image I have in my mind. But you can find it on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good, on Spotify. And that's it for What's Good. So without further ado, let's get into Need to Know Basis. Here we go. Okay, this week, like I said, I am taking a couple weeks off to lock in, focus on some of the stuff that I've been trying to be as productive as I could be throughout the past couple weeks without having to stop doing some of the other things like podcasting. But we're getting closer and closer to some things that I need to get done here. So I am going to be taking some time off here. But regardless of that, I had to make sure that we didn't sacrifice anything of what I would typically do during this core time of year. And one of those things is give you guys my Halloween costume ideas. Now, Halloween is literally 2 weeks away, which I feel like a lot of times I actually end up giving you guys a few of these ideas the week of Halloween, maybe, which really isn't ideal if you're looking to think of a costume, you know? You might need some time to order stuff, whatever it is. So perfect, we have some lead up to Halloween here. You could actually make these costumes come to fruition. Hopefully you all have some fun Halloween plans, which by the way, could just be staying home, watching Halloween movies. Maybe you are carving a pumpkin, making a little pumpkin family with your friends. So whether you're doing that, or maybe you're trick-or-treating, or maybe you're going to a party, here are some of the ones that I thought of. I also looked online for some ideas. I pulled from a couple different places, okay? First and foremost, I had to start with the costume that I am pretty much every single year, and I'm probably going to be it again, an astronaut. You guys, I say this literally every year. It is such a hit. Being an astronaut is never a bad idea for a costume. The helmet alone is always a huge hit, but I always have my orange space suit. It's a look, and I love it every single time. I love it. Okay, so that's number one. Your next costume idea is very topical. I saw this one a lot online, but it is a Labubu. Hilarious, honestly. Very topical. I feel like everybody was talking about Labubus this year. I don't personally have one, but you could make yourself into one just as good. Also within the same vein, not currently as popular as a Labubu, but a Beanie Baby, which by the way, I feel like Beanie Babies are going to make a comeback. Everything else is, so I feel like a Beanie Baby is coming up next. So get ahead of that trend. Be a Beanie Baby for Halloween. Okay, next, Conrad versus Jeremiah. I feel like it's a pretty easy costume idea. Again, very topical, relevant in pop culture. And I think we're going to see a decent amount of this across the board. Also, I think we're going to see a lot of Timothy and Kylie costumes. I feel like it might be the new Haley and Justin this year. So that could be a fun one to replicate from any of the sports games that they've recently attended. I feel like there are ample pictures for you to choose from for inspiration. Okay, another one that I saw online was to be ChatGPT. That one I envision being almost an easy last-minute costume idea. Say what you are and have all the answers. It's really all it takes. All right, next, very much inspired by the docuseries that I just watched, Posh Spice. Really any and all of the Spice Girls. But Posh, she is rehabbing her moment now, and there are so many iconic looks to pick from her. Okay, another idea, Stitch. Another big moment this year that I feel like if you want to be very comfy and cute on Halloween, Stitch is perfect. Get a Stitch onesie, call it a day. Okay, Wicked. Wicked obviously had a big moment last year. Another new movie is coming out. Really? Bringing it back to the basics of any of the Wizard of Oz characters. Not just the Wicked characters, but there is something so sweet about the idea of just being Dorothy. Let's get some classics. Like I said, I'm somebody that loves wearing an astronaut costume. I love a costume that is so clear about what you are. And Dorothy's one of those, for sure. Okay, on the other end, maybe a little unclear depending on who the audience is, but the costume is so good, I have to recommend it. Fran Fine from The Nanny. I've seen a few people be this character, but I feel like The Nanny hasn't had a proper resurgence yet in a really big way, and I feel like it will at some point. And Fran Fine has so many looks to pick from, especially if you want to be very fashionable this Halloween. That's a good one. Okay, and finally, last costume idea, one that is very on the nose of this year, is Butter Yellow. It's funny, there's different ways that you could pull it off. You could literally just be wearing all Butter Yellow. You could also do it like you're literally butter. I don't know, I feel like there are a bunch of ways to do it. But I also picked this one because I have a bone to pick. So many people are saying now Butter Yellow's out, more of that bright, bright yellow's in. Let me say something here and now. Yellow in all shades is always in. It is the best color, the happiest color, in all of its different shades, all of its different variations. 3-year-old Emma believed that, maybe even earlier than 3, honestly. But I still believe it today. Shades of yellow can't go out of trend, okay? It's too good. It's too good of a color in all scenarios, in my opinion. And I will say this year it was a really fun moment having everything in at least one shade of my favorite color. Because that doesn't always happen. Yellow doesn't always get to have a moment. So sometimes it's hard to find things in it. But I think we should extend it forever. If they want to rotate out different shades of yellow, fine. But they're all perfect to me. Alright, well those are my 2025 Halloween costume ideas for you all. There are so many other fun ones online too. And the good news is, like I said, you have some time here. We got 2 weeks, so it's not a rush to the finish line like it typically is. But it is the last time that I will be talking to you guys for a little bit. I will be back, just bear with me for a little bit. And then hopefully, I'll be a little less stressed, have my life a little bit more in order. Hopefully. No promises, but we can dream. That's all I have this week. Again, if you are missing us, please, please go check out any of the other episodes you've missed up until this point. Go check out my other podcast, Excuse My Reach, and I will talk to you all very soon. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Find the perfect Halloween costume. Go to a pumpkin patch. Meet the pumpkins. Pick the perfect one. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.